proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today like you do each and every day. We got a real treat for you today. We're going to be talking with Suzanne Hull. Now, Suzanne has a business called Contemporary Business Solutions, but she also has something that's really cool. It is called the Chris Kindle Market of Des Moines. We're going to talk about that and her business at Contemporary Business Solutions. Suzanne, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's first get into Contemporary Business Solutions. You've been doing that for a long time. How many years?
I have. I've been in business for 11 years now, primarily helping small business owners here in Central Iowa with digital marketing, general marketing, event planning, but also doing quite a bit of association management work. So membership organizations between 100 and 250 members usually grow into needing a part-time executive director. So I really like working with these small associations with their event planning, membership, renewal processes, and keeping these small memberships going.
Well, it sounds like fun. I mean, you know, that's a totally different field from most marketing and advertising agencies. You know, they tend to go after commercial entities, and you're doing the nonprofit and the association managers. Very cool. And business has been how during COVID?
You know, there was a little dip, as I think a lot of folks experienced, but as things began to reopen and we're learning how to do business in the current climate, things have gotten back to normal, and it's been really fun.
That's good. And that's good to hear. I know our business has been just, it's been remarkable. And, you know, the people, and we talked about this, I think, a long time ago. When things are in a downturn, many companies or businesses or associations, the first thing they cut is their advertising and marketing budget and their rollouts and those kinds of things. But that's exactly the wrong time to stop that, because you can steal market share from other people that are not in the space, yes?
Yeah, I agree completely.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about Chris Kindle Market. How many years, first of all, what is that? Where does it come from?
Great question. Traditional Christmas markets started about 750 years ago when, if you can imagine, the regular daily markets that villagers would go to, you know, to get their daily food, handicrafts. So these markets were extended a few extra days to make the cold season a little bit more cheerful. And so these villagers would stock up on the supplies to get themselves through the cold winter. And so over the centuries, this experience has transitioned into sort of a festival, a shared experience. Folks can pick up their holiday gifts, drink some glühwein, and have some holiday cheer.
So this was a traditional thing, mostly where? In Europe? Whereabouts?
Yeah, it started in Austria, Germany, and from there grew as people traveled. You know, there are a handful here in the United States. Most of them are in Germany. Outside of Germany, the largest number of Chris Kindle markets is actually in England.
Really?
Which is a nice little fun fact. Yeah.
Interesting. And you have a real affinity for Germany and the German language. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's very accurate. I studied German in high school and college and had the good fortune of living there after college. And so bringing a little bit of that to Central Iowa is really important to me. You know, Iowa is actually the location of a number of national cultural heritage organizations. So Germany, Denmark has their headquarters here for, you know, the Danish Museum, Vesterheim.
Right.
So there's a lot of the Czech Museum in Cedar Rapids. So Iowa's really been a great location for Des Moines European Heritage Association to really, you know, lay down its roots and to share European heritage and culture.
And Chris Kindle Market is an offshoot of this. And you've been doing it how many years?
This will be our fifth year.
Wow. Time flies,
yeah,
right?
It does.
Now, let's see if we can paint a picture of what a traditional Chris Kindle market looks like. I suspect that there are booths or you tell us what a traditional and what Chris Kindle market of Des Moines has been looking at over the past 4 years anyway. What does it look like?
Sure. So every Christmas market, whether it's in the United States or Europe, always has their own spin on it based on their local culture, traditions, vendors that they're able to pull from. But what they typically have in common is that it's outdoors. It can be the 4 weekends of Advent leading up to Christmas, plus or minus a couple weekends, depending upon your area. They typically have very cute wooden vendor stalls that craftsmen sell their wares from. There's warm mulled wine, so red wine that's been mulled with cinnamon, clove, orange, really pungent, warming beverage. Typically, the Christkind, who's the patron saint of Christkindle markets, does an opening proclamation to talk about the holiday season and what we can be grateful for and reflect on during this time of year. Here in Des Moines, we really pull from our central Iowa vendors and really try to focus on the heritage craft, so blacksmith, tinsmith, glass blowing, to really demonstrate and bring awareness to, you know, how things are made. We also have a Kinder Corner. Traditionally, we have a Kinder Corner area where kids can learn, participate in some European-themed crafts. We also have a heated entertainment tent, Yuletide Hall, where we have different acts ranging from children's choirs to polka bands.
So this is a real experience.
You know, it is. And I think, you know, the last couple of things I mentioned really sets us apart from, you know, a lot of the Christmas markets that you'll see in Europe, because for us, you know, we're a nonprofit and our mission is to educate Iowans about European culture and heritage. So it's not just shopping.
Got it.
It's that full experience of educating Iowans about, you know, this cultural experience.
And year 1, 2, 3, and 4 were pretty traditional, I would suspect. And now here we are in year 5 of this, and you have some extra challenges, yes?
Yeah, we're not alone. So we have decided this year to host a holiday experience called CDM Curbside. So as you can imagine, there's a curbside component. But so what we're doing is we're hosting an online marketplace from November 9th through the 22nd, where our patrons can purchase products from a number of different individual vendor stores within the marketplace. And it's the same products that they've come to know and love with us for the past 4 years. And upon checkout, they can choose one day and one time to pick up their purchases at Principal Park, December 3rd through the 6th.
Got it. So there's 3 days where you, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, 4 days, where you can then pick up whatever you've purchased during this virtual Chris Kindle market that you're having between November 9th, it was, and the 22nd. Is that correct?
Exactly.
All right. So what's really interesting about this, I suspect that you ran into, some issues. I mean, having a in-person event is tough enough to plan for, but when you take all of this stuff virtually, that gets to be an added stressor, I would imagine, yes?
Stress, yes. But we're our organization, we created a startup festival 5 years ago. So we kind of harken back to those times when, you know, starting from scratch and, you know, what do? You do research. You talk to, we won't have a marketplace without vendors. So let's talk to our vendors. What are their, you know, best practices that they're seeing from online marketplaces. So we really relied on our partners to help shape what we're offering, you know, November 9th through the 22nd. And it's actually been really fun to connect with them in a different way.
Sure. And where are your vendors from? Suzanne Hall, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is the originator of something called the Chris Kindle Market here in the greater Des Moines metro. Where are they from, your vendors?
So our furthest away vendor, I would say, is a vendor out in Rhode Island.
Wow.
But actually, our store, we host our own online store. We're importing products from Europe ourselves. So you'll have German beer steins, Herrenhuter, Moravian stars, which are multi-pointed stars that illuminate European food. So there will be plenty of Europe represented. I would say the majority of our vendors come from Iowa, and then a couple, maybe a handful in surrounding states. So we do really hearken from, you know, the Midwest. For the most part.
You said something there that I go, what? A Herrenhuter. is that a hand warmer? What is that?
Herrenhuter is the name of the company that sells the Moravian stars that we're purchasing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going, what? Okay. So this is an important thing, not only for individuals who purchase things, but also I would imagine many of your vendors really count on this event, among others, because that's their business. And had you not done the virtual thing and just said, threw your hands up and say, hey, we just can't do it this year, this must be very important to them as well.
Yeah, and I think that kind of helped them realize, you know, their shaping this online marketplace was really important. For a lot of them, this is one of the few marketplaces or selling opportunities that they have this year. Some of them don't have their own online business per se. So it was really important for us to support our vendors, some of whom have been with us since 2016,
wow,
to make sure that, you know, they stay in business, they continue to thrive, that we continue to, you know, bring this to Central Iowa. I mean, it's become a family tradition for some Central Iowans. So we wanted to maintain that connection and keep the tradition alive.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, what this is a virtual event, November 9th through the 22nd. Then you get to pick up your goodies at Principal Park, the 4 days there during December, the first weekend of December. All right, traditionally, we talked about what a Chris Kindle market looks like, not only in Europe, but also here in Iowa. Will you have any vestiges of that at Principal Park so folks can kind of get into the spirit?
Sure thing. They can get into the spirit, but they can't get out of their cars during this curbside pickup.
Right.
So what they'll do is they'll drive into the main lot. We'll have things clearly marked. But we will be setting up two traditional wooden vendor stalls for some ambiance, you know, a handful of decorated fir trees, some decorative lights to help round out the experience. You know, it's important for folks to feel like this is, you know, some sense of holiday cheer, you know, and maybe this is their first stop. They're picking up gifts that they've purchased for family members and they're on their way to, you know, to drop them off. So we want it to be, you know, a part of an experience for them around the holidays.
Well, it all makes sense. And it sounds like a wonderful time. And it sounds like you and your crew and your volunteers and all the people that put this together each and every year have risen to the occasion. And I suspect your vendors are going to be pleased as well as those customers that come into the virtual event. Once again, it's the 9th through the 22nd, and yes, we will have links to all of this up on our radio blog. What's the most fun of all of this, Suzanne, for you?
I think the most fun thing for me is working with the incredible team of leaders and managers that we have. Some of whom have been with us since the very beginning. To create something from scratch and, you know, in this short timeline takes dedication, trust, accountability, and, you know, relying on each other. So it's been really fun to create a startup experience with our team.
Sounds great. Our guest has been Suzanne Hull. Ladies and gentlemen, she has the business called Contemporary Business Solutions, and she is the founder of the Chris Kindle Market of Des Moines, and we will have, again, links to all of this up on the radio blog. Suzanne, thanks for cutting out some time to be with us today and talk about this. I know there's lots of people that are looking forward to this event, and good on you that you didn't throw in the towel and you're moving forward. Good stuff.
Thanks so much.
That's the voice of Suzanne Hull, the founder of the Chris Kindle Market for Des Moines. And we will, yes, of course, have links to that so that you can get involved in the virtual shopping experience and then pick your stuff up during those 4 days in December. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Suzanne, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.